हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा. वी आर वेरी फॉर्चुनेट टुडे टू हियर फ्रॉम हिज होलीनेस भक्ति धीर दामोदर स्वामी महाराज. हिज होलीनेस भक्ति धीर दामोदर स्वामी महाराज इज फ्रॉम वेस्ट अफ्रीका. ही इज द फर्स्ट सन्यास डिसिपल ऑफ हिज होलीनेस भक्ति तीर्थ स्वामी. ही इज नोन फॉर हिज इयर्स ऑफ डेडिकेटेड सर्विसेज टू इस्कॉन. He has been teaching the principles of devotional service the way he received from His Holiness Bhakti Dhir Swami and Srila Prabhupada. His Holiness Bhakti Dhir Damodar Swami Maharaj was born on 8 June 1957. He studied electrical engineering. He moved into the temple, light can be on. He studied electrical engineering. He moved into the temple in 1982. Maharaj, from a very young age, has been very spiritually minded, and he studied the Bible intensely with the sole aim of understanding God and His entire creations. The concepts of reincarnation and karma were very central issues in his inquiries. Maharaj got his first initiation in 1985 and his second initiation in 1986 by His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj. And after 20 years of practicing and serving the movement in different capacities, he was initiated as a sannyasi on the 25th of March 2005 at Mayapur Dham, India, by His Holiness Japataka Swami Maharaj on behalf of His Gurudeva, His Venerable Bhakti Swami Maharaj, who left this world 3 months earlier. So on the 6th of February 2011, he took the Guru oath before His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada, at the Hare Krishna Temple, Ilupeju, Lagos. His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Damodar Swami Maharaj is the first American sannyasi and guru, spiritual master of the International Chief of Krishna Consciousness. Maharaj has also served as a GBC of West Africa for about 5 years. Currently, Maharaj teaches courses like Bhakti Shastri and Bhakti Vaibhava regularly in Vrindavan Institute of Higher Education, VAHE and MI. Along with facilitating various seminars and practical aspects of Krishna Consciousness philosophy like community building, self-sufficiency, etc., he is also on the MIHC panel of facilitators to facilitate ISKCON Disciples course. After sannyas, he has been preaching extensively in different countries outside West Africa, to name a few as USA, Mauritius, India, Brazil, and currently has opened a new ISKCON frontier in an island country, Seychelles. Apart from this, Maharaj is developing a vibrant Krishna conscious farm community in Ghana, Africa, inspiring and empowering devotees to be self-sufficient. So we are very fortunate today to have His Holiness Bhakti Dhir Damodar Swami Maharaj. I have been getting an opportunity to hear from him in Chowpatty ISKCON Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Mandir. Maharaj used to come there since his Brahmachari days. And also, after the passing of His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami, we were very much missing Bhakti Swami Maharaj very badly, because he has been giving inspiration to the whole world. Now, adapting His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Swami's mood and teachings, like a vehicle carrying very valuable inspiration of Bhakti Tirtha Swami, in the same mood, His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Damodar Maharaj also imbibes the same mood, spirit, and teachings very powerfully, and is reaching out Krishna consciousness all over the world. I am coming across so many youths and brahmacharis and congregation deeply inspired by him. One of my observations is, anybody who is inspired by his teachings, they take his teachings to their heart, and they are experiencing a change of heart. And also they apply very strict principles of nectar of instruction to their lives. This is one of the successes in preaching. He is not just a conveyor of information, but he is a transmitter of wisdom straight into the hearts of people, and touching and transforming lives. Especially brahmacharis here, you can take very good advantage of Maharaj, because Maharaj actually follows sadhana very strictly, rising early in the morning and chanting many rounds. If any of us feel that we want to strengthen our sadhana, he is the right person to take guidance from. Maharaj, we are very, very fortunate. Although I am not in NVCC temple, I am in Pune Camp temple, both the temples are hearing your lecture today. There will be thousands of devotees, all the congregation also is joining. We are very blessed to have you. Although we had booked the ticket and everything for bringing you physically to Pune because of the pandemic, but still we are not missing your warning and your form, we are able to see you. So we are having three lectures by Maharaj, today, tomorrow and day after, a series Maharaj is going to give in 3 days. So let us welcome His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Damodar Maharaj with three loud Hari Bowls. Hari Bowl! Hari Bowl! His Holiness Bhaktivedanta Damodar Swami Maharaj ki! Prabhupad ki!
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Acharya Sila Haridasa Kupita. Prince of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Pramanitananda Sri Advaita. Dara Dara Sri Vasari Gaura Bhakti Vakita. Shishirada Krishna Gopal Gopini. Shyama Purada Kunda Giri Gaura Kupita. Vandavan Dham Kupita. Navadu Makulam Kupita. Jagannath Puri Dham Kupita. Yamuna Mai Kupita. Ganges Mai Kupita. Tulasi Devi Kiya, Bhakti Devi Kiya, Samaveta Bhakti Vrishna Kiya, Shittai Gaura Premanandi, all glorious Asambodhi Muttis, all glorious Asambodhi Muttis, all glorious Asambodhi Muttis, all glorious Sisi Guru Sri Gauranga, Namo Vishnu Pate Krishna Pate Vitala Smita Pate Tashanti, Pate Krishna Pate Roshitani, Sri Gaura Kare Rapsi Pate 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 Om Magyana Tirandasya Kyananjana Salakaya Chakshara Militan Jena Taisa Sri Kwevi Sri Chaitanya Mahara Vishnam Satisan Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahim Dadati Swapadantikam Vandiham Sri Guru Padakam Sri Guru Vaishnavam cha Sri Rupam Sagradatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitantam Sajiva Sadvetam Sabhadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Palita Sri Visakantvetam cha E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopisa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanta Dodi Adi Vrinda Malishwari Visamana Sutavi Namami Sri Priya Vanchakar Patari Vyasa Vipasati Vyayavacha Patitanam Pavayu Vaishri Vyashri Krishna Chaitanya Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna
Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram Ram Shri Haranam Prabhu Ki Srila Prabhupada Ki Gaura Bhakta Ki Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna.
Okay, we are looking at holy name from apparat to prema. Apparat. We are Hare Krishna devotees, and although our movement is called International Society for Krishna Consciousness, but generally we are known as Hare Krishna because we chant Hare Krishna. That means chanting Hare Krishna is our eternal occupation. Therefore, it is necessary for us to know how to do it. And to know how to do it, we should understand who is this person you want to identify with. Who is the holy name? We chant Hare Krishna every day. So he is the Naam Prabhu we chant every day. This we have to understand first. Only when we understand who he is, then we will know how to relate with him. Because we do things with interest. With interest. If there is no interest, you won't do anything. The interest is my own benefit. What is my benefit? So, who is the Nam Prabhu that we are calling every day? And for most of us, we are going to do this with eternity. So, who is this person that we are giving our life to? Who is the Nam? We are giving our life to. It was to give your life to somebody, you must check properly. Who is the person? Will he be able to sustain me? Just like if you are going to get married. Right? You look at the husband. Is it what a person I should give my life to? Will he take care of me? Will he maintain me? Will he protect me? Or I'm going to hell? The same with the man. The lady I'm going to spend my life with. So, who is she? Will I get what I want? Or you're going to work in the company. You look, this company, will they give me the salary I want? Fit my quality, my qualification? Or fulfill my desire? Because working, I have a plan. I want to do something with my salary. So, we should know who is the holy name. It doesn't matter to have been chanting Hare Krishna and we have had so many things, but it is important for us to know who is the Naam Prabhu. We should know. Only when that is known, then we can look at the amount of effort we will put into it to become successful. This is required. If we don't do this, we are joking. By joking. And we should know very well that if you joke with fire, it'll be burnt. If you use fire, you can cook it very nicely. You can do fire sacrifice. Purify your environment, purify the item, whatever. Purify our consciousness. But if you touch the fire, it'll be burnt. So, if we are going to associate with the holy name, and we don't know who is this person,
We have the same similes. We have the same situation, the same thing. If you make offense to Krishna, if you make offense to Krishna, if you take shelter of the holy name, you are saved. If you make offense to the holy name and take shelter of Krishna, you are a failure. You will not succeed. So we should know what we mean by, if you joke with fire, fire will burn you. But if you use fire perfectly, you get everything you need. Your food will be nicely cooked. And even if you have a palatable food, you nourish your life. You also get a good brain tissue to understand spiritual efficient consciousness. So we chant Hare Krishna mantra. Our acharyas, Bhaktivinoda Thakura, all of them, they told us, we can do it for millions of lifetimes. We'll not achieve the goal. Why? So we should know. We should know who is the person we are relating with, we are dealing with. So our acharyas, they gave us a perfect description, perfect understanding. So we should hear from them and learn the process. The holy name of Krishna is one who destroys our karma completely. Visvakarma Goswami condemned Prayaschitta, the sixth canto by Vatam. Prayaschitta is condemned, and all our charity condemned. Why Prayaschitta is condemned? It's like when you cut down a tree. This is Prayaschitta. Atonement. You cut down a tree. What happens after some time? A tree will grow. Especially if you want Ashoka tree. Understand? Ashoka tree. If you want Ashoka tree to be firm, cut it when it's growing. You cut it. If you leave it, Ashoka tree grows very, very large. When the rain falls, it may break to be blown down. But if you want it to be firm on the ground that no storm can shake it, you cut it. When it grows to a certain level, you cut that Ashoka tree down. Then it will expand and become strong. So, Prayaschitta means you are cutting down a tree that will become strong, deeply rooted, and nothing can happen to it. That is Prayaschitta. But holy name will uproot the tree completely. Not only uprooting the tree, the holy name will uproot the tree and fry the seed of the tree that there's no chance of germinating. Therefore, a holy name cannot be compared with Prayaschitta or all the jagyas recommended in the Vedas. There's no comparison. To compare them is an offense to the name. They cannot be compared. The name of Krishna is Chintamani. Means what? Is yield all that one desires. All that we desire means what? Your material desires will become manifested. Your spiritual desires will all become manifested. All desires. That is the nature of the name. Fulfill all desires. So, if you are chanting, and we should know, Harinam Prabhu is a person. All the mantras we are chanting, they are all persons. So when you are talking to somebody, the person is hearing you. Right? So we are chanting Hare Krishna mantra. He's hearing. What is he hearing? He's hearing what we have in mind in chanting a name. And he will respond to that. He will respond to that. I'm chanting seriously, but my mind is full of offenses. The name will respond to that. We are chanting the holy name. Seriously, we are chanting, but the mind dwells on sanctification. The name will respond to that. Chintamani, see what it means. You are chanting the name, and you understand that the name is the Ram you are calling. The Ram you are calling. If you understand the Ram you are calling is Ramchandra Bhagwan, you go to Ayodhya. you go to Ayodhya. If you chant, you are thinking that it's Parashuram, you go to Vaikuntha. If you chant the holy name, and you think the name you are chanting is Radha Raman, you go to Goloka. Whatever you have in mind, it will manifest. The mind will produce chintamani. Thus, to materialist, the name gives dharma, karma, artha, and moksha. If you are chanting and having this in mind, this is what you'll get. We remain here in the material world. The same name we are chanting, not two names, the same Hare Krishna mantra. It is Chintamani, fulfilling all desires. So we can chant the name and go to Goloka. You can chant the name and go to Ayodhya. You can chant the name and go to Vaikuntha. You can chant the name and remain here in the material world. As a desire. Because don't forget, Nam Prabhu is a person. He's a person with feeling. He has feelings, has activities, all the senses are working. Don't think that it's dumb matter, dull matter. It is not. It's a person. He is a person. But complete feelings. Good person. A person who can destroy our sins completely, make it zero, and uproot the seed of sin. That is Harinam Prabhu. That is the person we are dealing with. Person who can give us complete protection from all the dualities of material existence. They call it vaccination against all viruses. The name is vaccination. The name can fulfill our desire of going back home, back to God. He revealed the supreme percentage of Godhead. The name is that person, our best friend. It's our best friend. A friend, how do you say it? A friend, indeed. Huh? Indeed. Is a friend indeed, yes. A friend in need is the friend indeed. That is Harinam Prabhu. How we relate with him, he will deal with us accordingly. So, he's one who free us, who can free us completely from material existence, free us completely from sinful life, protect us completely from all viruses, from all vices, from all viruses. Full protection that nothing can happen to us. Nothing. Anyone who takes shelter of the Harinam, you are immovable. That's the person we are dealing with. So if you have Krishna Prem, then what again? What again? What? Do you need something else? You have everything. So the holy name is what? It's our wealth. The greatest wealth. The greatest achievement. So we are dealing with that person. When you're chanting Hare Krishna, we are dealing with that person. That's the person we are dealing with. So if a devotee is very fortunate to understand this, chanting the Hare Krishna mantra is that I'm trying to take shelter of the name. We know what is shelter. We understand what is shelter. Shelter. I'm giving myself to the name. And I want to take shelter of the name. I want the name and my consciousness to meet. Want to meet a friend who is there for me at all time. Harinam Prabhu, the best charity is what? The best charity, the best religious principle, to be followed by any intelligent person, any fortunate person, the best religious principle, the best spiritual practice, the best sacrifice one can make. All sacrifices are recommended in the scriptures. Jagya is sankritanam prajajidan jantihi sumedasaha. Sumedasaha. This is the best jagya of all. We mentioned before, when Srila Prabhupada was establishing his Sri Krishna Balaram, he called the local pandas to come, all the Goswamis, they came. And they were doing so many mantras, so many jagyas, so many things they were doing. The Prabhupada told devotees, stay here, kirtan, continuously. The devotees were having kirtan there. They were there doing their rituals and mantra. They were not to chant, they chant. They were doing all. The Prabhupada was not concerned with that. The Prabhupada was concerned with the devotees chanting the holy name. So when all of them, they finished all their things, whatever they were not to do, they did all and left. So Prabhupada told the devotees, the installation of Sri Krishna Balaram is not all these things they did. It's the holy name. The holy name. This is the installation. It's the installation of this deity, the chant of the holy name. The devotees said, but why you invited them to come? We spent a lot of money to arrange all this. The paraphernalia, the use and all this. We spend a lot of money. Huh? Papa said, yes, if I didn't do like that, they will not recognize this temple is bona fide. This intelligence and management. This intelligence. So you give them a chance to come and do it. So they're coming here, they have the confidence. We installed this, so it is bona fide. We did this. But they didn't know that that was not installation. It's external. The real installation was the chanting. So it's the best sacrifice one can make. Jagya is sankirtana prajajajan tihi sumedasa. So it is meant for those who are extremely intelligent, extremely fortunate. They take shelter of the holy name and forget every mantra else and take shelter only of the holy name of Krishna. It's a great fortune. That is great fortune. Great fortune. Ahubata sapacha tu gariyan. Ahubata sapacha tu gariyan. What do you say? That you agree. That you agree. Bartate namatu yan. Tepus tapaste jukum sastu haria. This is the name. This is the position of the name. And Shukrachara, who is the Who is not Shukracharya? Who is not? Is not what? Shukracharya, who is not? They say he's not a devotee. Because he's a spiritual master of the demons. So you'll be what? The devotee? I mean, the one. So, but he said, this is a demon recognizing the position of the holy name. So, is he a demon? Huh? Is he a demon? Yeah, he's not a demon. So, he said, my dear Lord Krishna, every faulty things, everything which is faulty, the mantra chanting is faulty, jagya performance is faulty, all sacrifices is faulty, but as soon as your holy name comes in, everything becomes perfect. So the holy name of Krishna is what? Is what? That person that makes every faulty thing become perfect. Complete. Complete. As soon as the holy name comes in, everything is complete. Complete. No mistake, no fault, no shortage. Everything becomes complete as soon as Krishna's holy name comes in. This is Shukracharya. So why we mention Shukracharya? So we don't say that, yeah, my friend, so you can find me. because you're my brother, so you can talk good about me, even though I'm not so good. That is not the nature. That is not the point. The point is that the truth of the holy name is well known, even to those who are seemingly not practicing it. They know the importance of the holy name. That is the point. They know the importance, the nature, and the quality of the holy name. So our acharyas did not give us something which is imperfect. And we are not dealing with imperfect situation, imperfect system. We are dealing with the perfect system, perfect and complete personality, who is our best well-wishing friend. Best well-wishing friend. The Holy Name is the best well-wishing friend. So the name fulfills all desires. So materialist, Dharma, Artha, Kam, Moksha. And to the unmotivated devotee, it gives pure, unalloyed love of Krishna. One person is doing two things, like a sword. You know a sword? This side is sharp. This side is sharp. You can cut here, you can cut here. That's the name. That's the holy name of Krishna. Complete it. Taking this direction, you fully follow you. You take it this direction, also you follow you. Whichever direction you take, you follow you. That's the name. Fully independent. Completely independent. It does not depend on anything. Yes. The name is without beginning and fully spiritual, being identical with Krishna. The holy name is the conscious personality. The holy name is conscious personality. Chaitanya Vigraha, eternally free from material imperfection. Nitya Mukta. The holy name is Nitya Mukta, eternally liberated. Yes, I want it to sink in our head. The holy name is eternally liberated. If the name is eternally liberated, if we take shelter, what will happen to us? He will also give us eternal liberation, eternal shelter in Krishna consciousness. The name is a conscious personality. We have said it, right? It's a conscious personality. It's a person with feelings. Chaitanya Vigraha is the holy name. Yes. Completely free from material mood of passion and ignorance, or situated in pure goodness, Suddha Sattva. The name of Krishna, and who is denoted by the holy name, the name of Krishna, Nam. And Nami are those identical. Abhinna. Nami, Namino. That is the nature of the holy name. This name descends into the material world in its pure spiritual form. And being identical to the sweetness of Krishna, it is the means by which the devotee can relish Krishna's sweetness. The name is what? A person who can give us entrance into the sweet nature of Krishna. Sweet, Krishna's sweet nature. The name will give us entrance into entering into the sweet nature of Krishna. See the name. The person we're dealing with. Is it not? When you call someone's name, Krishna, or when you call someone's name, Krishna, what should come to the mind? The form. Once you call someone's name, the moment you call someone's name, what is the next thing? The form of that person. Is it not? Krishna is the absolute truth and is known by four qualities: name, form, qualities, and activities. So when we call Krishna's name, does his form come to the mind? When you say Hare Krishna, what are you calling? What are you saying? When you say Hare Krishna, what are you calling? Radha and Krishna. So what should come to the mind? What should come to our mind automatically? Radha and Krishna's form, right? So do we experience that? Do we experience that? Why not? Why we don't experience that? That is natural. That is natural. When you cause any image, any form, any personality, any name you call, the form of that person comes, or that particular item comes to the mind automatically. That is what happens. But why we call Hare Krishna, Radha Krishna, we don't see the same thing for most of us. But why we don't have that experience? That is what should happen, right? And we should expect. Are you not expecting that? You're not expecting? We're expecting that. Why is it not coming like that? Yes. Aparada. 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 That is a problem. Aparada. So we begin our Krishna consciousness, the journey of going back to Krishna Prem, Krishna Loka. It begins from Aparad. This is the nature of the name. See the importance of the holy name? You can't start anything from mistake and become successful. Is it not? Everything you start with fault, you can never overcome that by fault. Only the holy name, you can chant the holy name with the fault and you will become faultless. We'll look at that. Don't worry. We'll look at it. How is that possible? We'll look at it. That is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. We'll look at it. Everything has solution. Every problem, the 10th canto, second canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, has 10 chapters. And the last chapter, 10, the heading is, what is the heading? Bhagavatam is a solution to all problems. Bhagavatam is what? A solution to all problems, not some problems. It is all. So then, why we say have problems? Like what time is telling lie? Solution to all problems. So that is a process of pure Krishna consciousness. Solution. There is solution to all. So we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Automatically, immediately, as soon as this is done, Radha Krishna should be in our mind. Radha Krishna should be. Srila Prabhupada said that when we are chanting Hare Krishna, Krishna is dancing on the tongue. So all the tongue, Krishna should dance. It's not dancing in our heart. That is what Prabhupada said. The name is dancing on our tongue. Krishna is dancing on our tongue. Yes, it is true. But when is he going to dance in our hearts? When the offenses are out. When do we chant the pure name? When the 10 offenses is out of our life, that is the point we chant the pure name. Sudanam. Sudanam comes at the point when we are free from the 10 offenses. So now we know that the problem is what? The offenses. Aparada. We have 10 offenses for the name. which we should try to work on. We have offenses and the prasadam we are taking. Take prasadam every day, right? Prasadam and parad. We also have Vaishnava parad. Vaishnava parad. We have Seva and parad. Offenses we make towards the deities. We have Dham apparat, offense to make him holy land. Or Krishna himself said, every tree in Vrindavan is a sadhu. Krishna said, not me. Believe that? Do you believe that? Do you accept? Is it true? 100%? 90%. Every tree in Vrindavan is sadhu. Every tree in Vrindavan has rendered some service to Srimati Radharani. She has pricked the flowers to offer to Pranant Krishna. That means all the trees have the mystical glance of Srimati Radharani. So we should not be surprised that it's a sadhu. They all have the mystical glance of Srimati Radharani. All of them. That's Vrindavan. So to make offense is very dangerous. What again? The offense is offense? You didn't mention Guru Parad. Forgetting Guru Parad means what? We mentioned all and forgot Guru Parad means what? We are making a parad. What it means? Everything we do shows. Everything we do shows. Either it's in the mind or not, it will show outside. One day. It will show. Guru Parad. Most essential. Because it is Guru who is going to help us to get all the Janartas free from the heart to chant. The pure name. The pure name is given. It's given. So it is the apparat that is blocking. Blocking the name. The name cannot be blocked. The name cannot be covered. Understand? The name can never be covered. It is our senses that offenses that covers us, demarcated from the name. It is not the name that is covered. Please get it very clear. We cannot cover the name. The name cannot be covered. The offenses have demarcated us from the name. Offenses. It's a demarcation. As high as Mount Sumeru. Very tall. Very, very tall. You may not see it physically, but that is what is happening. All right? So we are expecting, when we say Hare Krishna, the image of Krishna must automatically comes. Krishna, Sajiva Goswami said, Krishna reveals himself to devotees who have developed love for him. Their heart is full of a love for him. Krishna will show himself to them. Krishna shows himself to devotees whose heart is full of love for him. Krishna will show. They own Krishna. Krishna is their property. So the holy name is our good fortune. Is it not? Our good fortune is holy name. That's the person we are trying to depose. So we begin from here. Aparad, Nam Aparad. Nam Aparad should take us to Namabasa. From Namabasa should take us to Sudnam. From Sudnam, we should go to Bhavnam. From Bhavnam, we go to Premnam. This is the five stages. This is the five stages. So we are beginning from Nam Aparad. We are chanting what offenses. What is our fortune? The name is our fortune. But Aparad is blocking this fortune from us penetrating into the pure chanting. Aparad is demarcating, is blocking us. So what to do? How do we transcend the Aparad? To go into detail, into the Aparad, one by one, the 10 offenses for the devotees who chant, this will avoid, so the 10 offenses devotees will avoid while chanting, it will take some time. Like we did it, it will take some time. So we're not going to go into details about. But we should know that blaspheming devotee is very dangerous, and we do it grossly, verbally, and mentally. We're doing it grossly, verbally, and mentally. For some of us, it's every moment. I'll give an example. To see a devotee and not feeling happy is an apparat. So we should try to understand so that we know exactly what to do to achieve the goal of what we are here in Krishna consciousness. To see a devotee, and not feeling happy. Parama para. This is in the mind, it is subtle, it is not gross. Not even verbal, but it is mental, it's there in the mind, feeling happy. Upon seeing a devotee, one does not feel happy. Paramapara. Upon seeing a devotee, one does not offer humble obeisances. Paramapara. You see a devotee, no obeisance. See a devotee, not feeling happy. See a devotee, angry. Paramapara. In any form, we make these offenses, has the same big consequences in chanting the holy name, in having a cordial relationship with the holy name. These things we look at carefully. A happy singer devotee. We say devotee offer respectful obeisances. Even if you are holding a wife asleep together in the same room, or boys and girls, or we sleep in the same room, wake up together, obeisances to each person, every devotee is our standard process to be followed for success in Krishna. Even if we in the same room we slept. Yes, obeisances. Krishna consciousness begins from obeisances. Look at our mighty Bhagavatam. Begins from where? Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. That's the beginning. That is the beginning of human life. Obeisances. But Hare Krishna devotee, especially here in India, obeisance is not important. we are taken to Krishna consciousness, which is a very juicy, sweet, nectarian thing. And we're making it very dry because of our dry nature. We have brought our dry nature into Krishna consciousness. Yes, it is good you brought it, but we should not infiltrate our dry nature into Krishna consciousness. We should allow the fire of bhakti to burn off all these impurities by following the process nicely. We should follow the process nicely. We should not introduce our maya into Krishna consciousness. We should do ourselves good by allowing the fire of bhakti to burn our impurities. No obeisances. And it is not a problem. We don't feel bad. You are a sophisticated devotee. Sophisticated devotee, not a humble devotee. Sophisticated devotee will not offer obeisances. Doesn't know the importance of obeisances. Our charities are speaking not to offer obeisances to devotee upon seeing a devotee. So I'm not happy with you. Why will I offer your obeisance? When I'm thinking you should just leave my sin. I don't want to see you. Very dangerous. Very dangerous. We're too impersonal. Impersonalism is too much in our consciousness. That is why we're very dry brahmacharis, dry sannyasis, dry whatever, householders, dry vanaprasthas. The devotee should not be dry. And Prabhupada did not create a society for us to come and suffer. He gave us society to come and enjoy. To enjoy, we have to pay the price. Get rid of all the narratives. Narratives are discussed what? Which narrative? What is the meaning? Narratives. Narrative means what? What is the definition? Unwanted things. Unwanted. Get rid of all the unwanted things. That's all. That's all we are here for. To get rid of them. They're not necessary. And we have to do this unconsciously. See, if you want to transcend the apparat, this is the formula to transcend the apparat. And we should transcend, because how are we going to experience what is here if you don't transcend? Being a Hare Krishna devotee does not mean to just mechanically chant the holy name. If devotional service is a mechanical thing, the whole world will have become devotee by now. Is it not? The Krishna consciousness is a mechanical thing. By now, I'm a pure devotee. Just waiting for to go back to Godhead. It is not a mechanical thing. Therefore, if we follow it mechanically, we are not going to succeed. So we should give up all this on this, all the narratives, by scientifically and systematically follow the disciplines in Krishna consciousness. We should eliminate the offenses. We have to practice. If you don't practice, we're not going to experience anything. Everything will remain in the book. We have to practice giving up all unnecessary things, relate with every devotee from the heart, because we are all Krishna's parts and parcels. All Krishna's parts and parcels. All. Krishna told Durvasamuni, I live in the heart of my devotees, and my devotee lives in my heart. And Prabhupada said in the purport, if you disobey a devotee, we are giving pain to Krishna. So if you don't treat devotees nicely, you are torturing Krishna. Do we have that right? Is that what we have come here to do? Look at the purport. The Prabhupada said, if you disobey a devotee, in any way, treat devotees very nicely. So if we want to be treated nicely, we should do what? We should behave nicely. I want you to treat me nicely and I'm behaving in a very bad way. Will you be happy to treat me nicely? No. It doesn't work like that. So if I want you to treat me nicely, I have to behave nicely. So let us behave nicely by following this process diligently. Then things will become very easy. Our progress becomes very smooth. Every devotee will be very hard. The holy name will dance on our tongue. And when the holy name dance on our tongue, we will dance. When we dance, the whole world also will celebrate, will join us in dancing. The whole world will be dancing. Yes. So do it dancing. So that's just number one. We should not blaspheme. She will. To do what is nice. Many offenses. Not equating demigods with Krishna. Not disobeying the order given by the scriptures. Sorry. Not disrespecting our scriptures. And not considering the name to the glories of the holy name to be imagination, like disaggression. Should interpret the name. Should interpret. Don't give any interpretation. It means a lot of them. And not committing offenses on the strength of the name. Or thinking that the name is equal to all the jagyas recommended in the scriptures. It is 8. 9, we don't give a name to faithless persons. Someone is not faithless. We require no faith in Christ. A name, suppose the person to take. And after hearing all these instructions for a long time, you're not giving up sanctification. It becomes very dangerous. And then Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakura added one principle. Is there 10? Bhaktivinoda Thakura added one. Inattentiveness. It was added by Bhaktivinoda Thakura. And because we're also in Kali Yuga, we're making advancements. Then number 12. I'm sorry. Mobile phone. Allowing mobile to take our affection away from Krishna is very dangerous. Many devotees cannot chant without a cell phone in their left hand. I cannot give initiation to a devotee who does like that. I cannot give initiation to a devotee who is chanting with a cell phone in their hand. I will not give. Because you are wasting your time. And wasting everyone's time. Krishna consciousness is meant for those who are serious, who are ready. They're ready. And we are tired of suffering in the material world. This is Krishna consciousness. We are tired of material suffering. Now, by Krishna's mercy, we have come to our head. So we want to do the right thing. Therefore, to allow mobile to take away our affection for Krishna is dangerous. Very dangerous. A dangerous offense. So this offense is, devotees will carefully look at them. Every day we should carefully look at them. Carefully look at them. The best way for us to look at this, that we can avoid this offenses, is to try to understand our philosophy of Krishna consciousness. We are all spirit souls, part and parcel of Krishna. When I realize you are a spirit soul, I will not abuse you. Right? It will be important for me. I will have a natural caring attitude towards you. But when I don't see you as a spirit soul, you are nothing. And I can abuse you, I can misuse you, I can do anything. Because you are not a spirit soul. So if you don't understand our philosophy, we are going to remain empty. Even though we have everything available, we will not make it. So it is very important for us to look at the offenses. So that is where, that's why we are dealing with these offenses, so we can understand. Offenses to other living entities. Jiva himself. Unnecessarily. People are doing the cutting down trees. Very dangerous. Of course, we don't do that. But we are doing it a different way. If you don't support the devotees in their Krishna consciousness, what is that? Yes. Very dangerous. Especially in a leadership position. Our duty is to facilitate people Krishna consciousness. That is our responsibility. We should facilitate people devotees Krishna consciousness in many ways. And for that, we have to inconvenience ourselves to do it. That is a sacrifice we have to make to become very, very dear to Krishna. Very, very dear to Krishna. All right? Krishna attracts the whole world. The name also had the same quality to attract the whole world. If you carefully follow the name. All right? Comments? Questions?
You say that about the ocean, one chance, one chance, the one that is cold.
What fault?
One becomes cold.
Yes, yes. So very good, very good. Very good. Very good. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes, I have to complete this part. I didn't complete it. Thank you. So, how do we transcend offenses or to move away from offenses to Namabhas and gradually move forward to the last stage? So, Padma Purana recommend more chanting. We should chant more constantly, regularly. And the proper quotage is 6th Canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 2. Proper quotage is there. 6th Canto, chapter 2, Bhagavatam. Proper quotage. The quotation is from Padma Purana. We should chant more. The more we chant, this is the Nigeria, they say upper hand. You understand? Upper hand. Upper hand, yes. It means the superior nature of the holy name. Right? Better. Okay, I've translated from Nigerian English to, yeah, in English now. So, the superior nature of the holy name above everything is that although we are making offensive chanting, but we would chant the name continuously. The name will rise above the offenses and completely destroy it from the roots. Then we are free. This is the freedom. This is the way to become free from Namakara. Chanting more. So we should not just be satisfied with 16 rounds. We should not be satisfied with that. Papa gave us 16 as minimum. Chanting more. Is a process. And chanting, and especially finding No, when we are chanting, he said that we are struggling. Let me finish. Which is another big problem. But after you finish your so-called mechanical section, a devotee who wants to make advance, want to transcend, do extra rounds. The extra round, you are not chanting 16, so there's no hassle. Eh? This one is peaceful. So it's more free from offenses. Because this one, we are not chanting to complete 16 rounds. Oh, when will I finish? So this one, you are at peace, at ease. So you do it carefully. And it is done. It should be done without people. It should be done without people. Means don't go and sit with people to do it. So find a separate place, sit alone. So it is you and the name. You are trying to have a connection. You are trying to establish a relationship. You want to build relationship. So at this time, the name will be very, very sweet. The name will give more attention. The name will say, oh, I see, he's very serious. Very serious. He's taking shelter of me. Let me give shelter. Yes, chanting more. That's how we can rise above the fences. Chanting more.
So that means if one chants even this call, but if you
continue. Keep chanting.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Keep chanting. Although it's fault, from beginning, it is full of fault. From beginning. Except some special shows who are just coming here to come and show us the way. Majority of us who are beginning from beginning, it's all full of offenses. So our hope is keep chanting the same name. As Rupa Goswami recommended, the cure for jaundice is sugar. Sugar is bitter for a jaundice patient, but there's no remedy than the sugar. So there's no remedy for transcending the apparat than the holy name himself. So we keep chanting the name continuously. The name will take pity upon us and rise above the offenses. It's the name who will do that himself for us. We'll rise above and destroy it completely. Now we are free. Jai. Jai. Harinam Prabhu ki. Thank you. Yes. 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 We are persons. The name is persons. So everything we do, we have to consciously do them. What we do them consciously. Or we mentioned it today. To be Christian conscious, we have to be conscious. To become Christian conscious. That's the required. Yeah, I think we should. Any question for you? Any questions or comments?
Maharaj, my volume is good enough. Is it clear?
Very, very clear. Very sharp.
I'm muted. Hare Krishna. Maharaj, thank you for you are focusing on a very important topic for all of us. Chanting without offenses. I had a question to you. You can show this one. I had a question, Maharaj, regarding the number of rounds, increasing our chanting. So from your own experience, you can tell us how one should increase the rounds, say 20 rounds, 24 rounds or 32 rounds. And also I read in Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Jaiva Dharma also, he says that as our age increases, in number of years of Krishna consciousness increases, we have to increase the rounds. So I wanted to hear something more about it from you. That's one thing. Another thing is about how much time should be taken for 16 rounds. For chanting 16 rounds, if I want to chant 32 rounds every day, how much time should be taken for that? Approximately, total time. Yes.
Trouble for the a nice question. Yes, just like everything else, when you keep doing something, it is natural that you will have some experience. And that experience is the motivation to increase, which is the sign that we're also making advancement in what we're being. So as we are chanting every day, it is not by force. If we mechanically increase, we will go up and come down. Many devotees do like this. They chant 60 rounds today, and tomorrow it is 4 rounds. This is mechanical. It means that we are not well grounded because we are not making. So as we are chanting every day, the name becomes sweeter and sweeter and sweeter. And that sweetness is an encouragement. But you see, you cannot keep doing something if there is no taste in it. You can't continue to eat food if there is no taste, if the food is not tasty. Drop it. But if the food is tasty, you continue to eat, and even when you finish it, you request for more. It means the food is tested. Similarly, while we are chanting the holy name and we are making advancement, the name becomes sweet. That is why you can see Hare Krishna chanting throughout the whole day and night. If it's bitter, I wouldn't do that. Who would like to waste his time for something which has no taste, which has no value? Because the name is becoming happy with us by our dedication, our practice, our sincerity. The name shows compassion by exposing it gradually. So the name is releasing. Like we are getting expanded. It's an expansion. It's coming. And because of that, it will be very natural. It is a natural system that you, the sincere will become very small for you. And you want to increase more to 20, to 25. You want to go to 30, to 32. You get stabilized. As you are making progress, so also the number of rounds increasing. Because the sweetness is coming from it. This is the natural way to increase the rounds. And that will not depend on the time again. It not depend on the time again. Now it depends on the relationship you have with the name and how you are relishing that. If the mind is very dull, it will take a long time to chant the name. If the mind becomes very sweet and is very sharp with the name, you are not making offenses, the name becomes very easy. It is fluent. So it will take 6 minutes, one round is gone nicely. If you are spending 10 minutes, means the mind is dull. The mind is not fixed. If you will spend 15 minutes, it means you are completely off. We are fencing or offending the name. Either we are sick or there's something wrong with the environment. The environment is not conducive for Japan. And you are being affected by that. Some demonic energy is influencing the environment. So it will become very, very heavy atmosphere to release the name. This is how we naturally make progress in it. And then we continue to glorify. When on a Saturday chanting 64 rounds every day, it was so sweet, so nice. So nice. For you, it will be like 16 rounds. When you start chanting 64 rounds every day, it will be like 16 rounds for you. Because we didn't know that you are taking much time to do the job. It becomes something very, very, very sweet. It's a natural thing that we should do. The relationship is established. When the relationship is established, they flow. So it is not you who is actually struggling with the rounds. The name will facilitate you in chanting. So please try to not to think of that. The name himself will facilitate your chanting because the relationship is established. And the relationship now is sweet. It's a sweet relationship. Like when you plug in into a current. And if you plug in into a current, the energy flows through you. So just like if you chant in association with a pure devotee, a good sadhu, if you are conscious of that and you are not offensive, you are not looking at the sadhu as an ordinary person, as a kirata. I'm using this word now. If you're not seeing the sadhu as a kirata, you're not seeing, if you're seeing beyond that, and you connect with his experience, and which is what our Acharya recommended. When Acharya recommended we should chant with the sadhu, it is not to sit with him and sleep and become a distraction for him. It is to watch him, how he is really seeing the name. Because when you watch him, you are connecting with him. And what is happening with him, he flows through you. And you won't know when you finish this. You know? This is the natural way the name flows. Those who are deeply connected. All right?
Any word is here? Lalit Mahaprabhu, Karnataka, Prabhu. Yeah. Yeah. I hear, show me here. Sound is not coming. Hare Krishna. Yugalasham Prabhu from NBCC. Anybody want to ask questions? Good time.
Yes. Just asking. Bolo. Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandavat Pranam. I had a question regarding that while chanting, we should see the holy name as a letter, or we should visualize. Because when we chant just with ear, then it becomes difficult for me to focus my mind. Because in mind, picture comes. So, how to
resolve? Yeah. Question. I'm sorry.
My question is, Maharaj, while chanting.
Yes.
While chanting, we should visualize holy name letter. Or just hear with ears?
As the Prabhupada said, we should chant with the tongue and hear with the ear. That is what is recommended. We should hear the name we are chanting. The name which we chant, Hare Krishna, that is not what purifies us. What purifies us is how much of that Hare Krishna we chanted that we hear. That word comes back inside. And does the purification. Therefore, to hear what we chant is important. The sound which we vibrated is secondary. The primary thing is how much do we hear that? So if you hear that, then that comes back into our own heart and does the purification. So it's important to hear.
Then question comes like when I chant, the pictures move in mind, so it get distraction.
Yes, in the beginning there will be distraction. In the beginning there's a distraction. The mind has been accustomed to material sanctification for since time immemorial, so it will not be easy for the mind to immediately focus. Do not. So, our responsibility to show Krishna that we appreciate the mercy to show our acharya that we appreciate the mercy they have given to us is now to endeavor to hear by bringing the mind back, bringing the mind back, bringing the mind back. And as Gurujan Prabhu recommended, don't tell the mind you're going to chant 16 rounds. If you tell the mind you're going to chant 16 rounds, the mind will going to react. 16 rounds is too far. I have so many things to do. So you tell the mind, it's only one name. The mind will understand. And even if you jump out after some time, it brings you back again. This is what we have to do to show our child that we are appreciating what they have done for us. So we should regularly do this. Bring the mind back. And the best way for us to do this, we should not watch mundane movies. We should not engage in idle talks, gossip. We shouldn't hear anything that has nothing to do with us. These are technologies we have to put in place. We shouldn't look at things, unnecessary things, more than necessary. If you look at unnecessary things more than necessary, they will draw some impression in the mind. And when you want to chant, all of them will come out. If you want our mind to give us peace to chant, do not eat too much food late in the night. You're going to sleep. Eating late in the night, heavy food, it will affect your japa. There's no doubt about that. So all these things should be clearly looked at and avoid. If you treat a devotee mechanically, the mind will not peacefully chant the holy name. If you treat devotees lovingly, the mind will be softened. Because whatever we do, a Christian will respond to it. And that will show in how we'll make advancement in our Christian existence. Every action, there is a corresponding reaction. So to be a devotee is not for lazy man. Be a devotee, it is for those who are intelligent, who are very, very careful. They are mindful. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, Dandat Pranam.
Hare Krishna. Happy to see you.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, once we finish 16 rounds,
yes,
throughout the day, either we search for some service or reading or some preaching. So we don't think of chanting extra rounds. So how can we find, how can we increase rounds after 16 also in the daytime if time permits? Still we don't think of chanting. We think either doing some service or reading or some preaching engagements. So what to do, Maharaj?
Yes, very good. Very good question. After finishing sixteen rounds, we drop our beach till tomorrow morning. So we don't remember anything else. So what to do? It's a very good question. So the services we are doing is for Krishna. If it is for Krishna. If our services are for Krishna. Our preaching, if it is for Krishna, if it is not for our false ego, if it is for Krishna, our preaching is for Krishna, our services are for Krishna, then we will get purified. And the sign of purification is that we will be able to have, Krishna will remind us and give us time to do extra japa. Everything we do in Krishna consciousness shows, everything. If we are mechanically functioning, it will show. We will never have time because time is not our property. Time is for Krishna. Time is Krishna and for devotees. If we are mechanical, we will never have time. Why will we have time? Is it our property? Devotees will have time. Krishna have time. Non-devotees will never have time. So this the proof of what we are doing, that what we are doing is for Krishna, will get purified by doing those things. And the world, Krishna will create time for us, the taste for us to do estaja. We take a cup from the temple to our prison center. What do we do at that time? Jap. Right? We are going to come back also. It's traffic. So we have time for extra. Right? We are going for shopping in the car. We are not driving. What to do? Extra japa. Time is there. That's all. Coming back. Because it will take some time. Especially in the city, you cannot say I'm going there for 10 minutes. The traffic will give you another 10 minutes. So a devotee will take advantage of it. If we are devotee, if we are really doing this for a devotee, Krishna will make, give us intelligence. See, now you have time to do your extra. You gotta do it now. Immediately you take a bit and chant. And for devotees who want to read and they complain there is no time, or they set the time, okay, every day, 5 o'clock, I'll finish this, and my reading. You will not be able to make it always if you are not careful. How do we be careful? Always keep a book with us. So wherever we go, we finish this year now. We can do something 10 minutes, 30 minutes, nicely. In this way, we will keep to the vows we have taken. If you just say rigid, just pick rigid, we are not Krishna, nothing was by our command. One day you go for boga shopping, it is for Krishna, and there will be heavy traffic. Rain fall, the Lord is blocked. They are going to come late. So how will you read? When you come back, the 5 o'clock has passed. How will you read? The reading has gone, and you are going to remember it after we have spent 1 week. We remember that for 1 week, we have not done yet. Therefore, you should be ready. Always carry the bead with us. Always carry book with us. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Thank you very much for your wonderful class explaining the glories of holy name, and also
very happy to see you.
Also mentioning how offenses actually block our progress. Hmm. So Maharaj, my question was, you mentioned that holy name is the only thing which, even if it is done faultless, with fault, one day it will show mercy and it will become, we will come to the stage of faultless chanting.
Yes.
But we also read that when somebody chants with inattentively or somebody chants with fault, it leads to the growth of many creepers, weeds, that what we say, kutinati, nishidachar, and sometimes the ill effects of chanting inattentively are so dangerous, it appears that even an ordinary person was better than this, like somebody who's not chanting the holy name. So how do one comes to a stage of faultless chanting by chanting?
Very good. Very good. Very good question. If you inattentive chanting is an offense, and how by chanting inattentively the name will help us to overcome that when inattentive chanting itself is an offense? That's a good question. And because if you also we chant offensively, it will lead to many things. So, how is it possible that the name will help us? Yes. If one is, there are two ways to make offenses. One offense is ignorance. The second type is deliberate. So we are deliberately. That is why it become number seven, making offenses on the strength of chanting the name. We are taking undue advantage of the mystery of the name. Then it becomes offense. You cannot rise. But when we do this out of ignorance, that means that it is not intentional. We are trying to make progress. The name sees our intention. Remember, we mentioned that the name is a person, and it knows our mind. It hears everything which we have in mind while we are calling him. So the name knows. This person is helplessly trying to get me with all this problem. Let me help him.
or let me help her. So we'll get help. But if we are deliberately thinking, you see, the name is so merciful. So there's no need for me to try to change. Let me just continue with my nonsense. Then we will not get the mercy of the name, because now we are offensive to the opportunity or the mercy of the holy name. So you'll not make advancements. For those who are trying, we are trying. In the beginning, it's difficult. Everything, either it's material thing or spiritual thing, it's difficult from the beginning. But when we continue sincerely, we are trying our best, we will always get help. Krishna is in the heart. The holy name is in our heart. He knows our intention. He knows our weaknesses. And they know how much we want to get out of our nonsense. They will come in and they see the genuine desire in us with all the difficulties. They will come in and help us. So we have chance. Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Maharaj, is it beneficial for us to count the mantras while we are hearing how many mantras in a round?
Is it beneficial for us to count the rounds we chant? Is it beneficial or count?
Maharaj, count the mantras.
Counting the mantras?
In a round. We are hearing.
That may also lead to inattentive chanting. So it's better for us just to try to hear. Don't count it. We will miss. We'll miss if you start counting like that. We have a counter. Why? Because if you want to do like this, you make a lot of offenses and we waste our time. Then we will have counter to count it. So if you want to count a name like that, it will be very, very difficult for us. So better just to hear. Don't count that one. We should count from our counter, the number of rounds that we have chanted. Better. Thank you. Very intelligent question.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Maharaj, one question is there that inattention means what, Maharaj? Many times while chanting, many times we have a thought of service. Or yes. Sometimes devotees may think about some lecture also, how to prepare the lecture. And sometimes some services which we are doing throughout the day. So that time also some managerial services or some thoughtful services, means any kind of services, they keep coming in our mind. So is it all inattention in chanting? Or attention means only focusing on the holy name hearing? What is that, Maharaj?
Yes. Inattentive chanting means while chanting, we are planning our day's activity. We are going to go for Sankirtan. We are going to Boga. We are going to go for shopping. We are going to how many slokas I should memorize for my lecture today. All these things are inattentive chanting. The holy name is independent. It has nothing to equate with. We are chanting, we are also managing in the middle of our job. All these things are inattentive chanting. We are chanting, then we think, okay, what am I going to cook today? What kind of food am I going to cook? What kind of stuff today? All these things are inattentive chanting. Attentive chanting means just the name and you. That's all. We should plan those things before our job time. So that they don't become an impediment. It is a distraction. But when you see devotees chanting and other devotees are coming, they put my eyes in for this, for that. You see, when Mother Yashoda was breastfeeding Krishna, and she kept Krishna down. She was angry. Why? No attention. That was the idea. No attention, no focus. What is there important more than me? I can produce only little milk. What is this? If all quantity of milk on the boiling, you keep me down for. What is this? The thing is concentration. That's what Krishna referred. So there are varieties of inattentive.
we get distracted by distractions. So, pure chanting means that if you want to enjoy the name, if you want the sweet name, to relish it, to become merged into that, it is you and the name, and nothing else comes inside. It is then the name himself will reveal everything to you. All the lilas of Krishna, all the Krishna's activity, everything, Krishna, the name will reveal everything to you. Right inside there, not outside, from inside. But the condition has to be established first. And for the condition to be established, all distractions should be avoided.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
You see, Radhishambhu, here the questions are over. Thank you, Maharaj, for your kind association. It is so enlivening. We are looking forward to the next two lectures also.
Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj ki. Maharaj, very kind of you. We are looking forward for the
Yeah.
Unne bata brinda ki.
Yeah.
Guys, I always appreciate the association, Prabhu. You're speaking about me, but I appreciate the association.
Actually, your coming always has given great enthusiasm to everybody, Maharaj, in Pune. After you come and go, many devotees discuss points from your class, always. So it was very nice. Today was a very deep class. Actually, all of us were looking forward to hear on the topic of the holy name from you, because we want to improve the quality of chanting and strengthen our chanting of holy. Because there's a lot of hearing we do in Pune. We connect with a lot of visitors and the hearing. But you have taken a topic which I feel is actually very vital medicine for the soul. And you are explaining it very nicely. And we are very thrilled to learn from you about chanting. And we are looking forward next 2 days, Maharaj. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Hey, Harival, I'm Vishwajit Krishna Prabhu, all right?
Yes, Prabhuji. He's okay now. Yesterday,